Welcome to CPA Matters, a podcast from the Delaware Society of Certified Public Accountants. I'm Dana Rubenstein, CEO of the Delaware Society of CPAs. In this new podcast series, we'll be talking with CPAs and other professionals about issues affecting you and the accounting profession. Today, I'm pleased to have John Lockhorst joining me by phone to discuss leadership and high-performing teams. Today, we're talking with John Lockhorst of Lockhorst Consulting. John, welcome to our inaugural podcast, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Dana. I'm glad to be a part of it. Look forward to the conversation.
Thanks. We are so happy to have you speak at our annual meeting on June 26th. Tell us a little about yourself. I know you're a CPA. How did you go from practicing accounting to coaching, consulting, and training?
Well, Dana, that's a pretty long story, so I'll give you the shorter abridged version. I spent 18 years in public accounting, all within the same firm here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, where I'm originally from and recently moved back home again. And loved my time, my season in public accounting, and eventually made a shift and spent about 15 years in the nonprofit sector. Six of those years were as the CFO of a very entrepreneurial, almost startup mode nonprofit. And then the rest of that time in the nonprofit world, I consider myself to have been a different kind of CFO. I was the chief fundraising officer. So came away with a lot of different perspective. But I think the common thread through that entire time was a very strong interest in leadership and organizational development. You know, even going back to my CPA days, as I was working with clients, I found myself looking not just at the numbers, but looking within the organization and saying, okay, why is it that there are certain people that others love to follow? Why is it that there are certain bosses or certain supervisors or department leaders that everyone seems to want to work for and really thrive under? And then there are other people where nobody wants to be on that person's team. You know, so seeing some of those dynamics in play, and then, you know, also looking at the organization or the business as a whole. Why is it that some really seem to succeed, to thrive, and to grow, and then there are others that always seem to be struggling and had a hard time getting traction and gaining momentum? So that was really always a part of my makeup. And so after, you know, 30 plus years of career working for someone else, decided to launch off, do my own business, and really focus in those areas. And so the work that I do now is a combination of one-on-one coaching, team or group facilitation, and then training and speaking, like I'll be doing at your annual meeting. You know, the accounting profession, even as I moved into the not-for-profit sector, you know, I still had a lot of affinity toward the profession and felt like that was an area that I wanted to invest. You know, obviously there's a lot of changes that are going on in our profession. And so if I can be there to come alongside, you know, CPAs, firms, you know, people that are working in industry as finance leaders, I'm all for it.
And part of your presentation for us will be on team building. How would this help a small or even a solo practitioner? Because here in Delaware, we actually have an awful lot of small and solo practitioners.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Dana. And I think that even those smaller firms, smaller companies, or the sole practitioners will find value in some of the things that we talk about, really focusing from a team standpoint on how to build a high-performance team. And there are certain parts of that that will apply no matter what size the team is, whether you're a team of 1, 10, 100, or, you know, even thousands of people. There are some principles in there that are going to apply, you know, no matter what. And I think that people will find it to be helpful. So one of those principles or one of those elements of building a high-performance team is to lead with vision rather than with numbers. You know, we tend to get trapped in that as CPA finance types because we've got so many numbers available to us. And yet, really what we need in order to lead effectively, whether it's leading ourselves or leading a team or an organization, is a compelling vision of the future, some view, something that we're aiming toward that gets us up in the morning, gets us excited about what we do, And having that clarity of direction is what's going to take to get through some of the obstacles and the barriers that we face from day to day. So I think that's one where, whether you're a team of one or a team of thousands, you know, that applies. Another one of the practices or principles that we'll talk about in that presentation is how to align around goals. You know, how do you set yourself and set your team up to play a high-stakes, winnable game? You know, we all want to win. We want to succeed and to thrive and to grow. And a big part of doing that is figuring out what are some of those goals, the things that get us beyond day-to-day operational activities and help us to build our business, to build our teams, to build ourselves to get to that ultimate vision. So it's pulling out of the day-to-day operational stuff, getting some focus on some key areas that are going to help us to move forward. And again, that's another area that I find will be helpful, whether you're a team of one like I am, so I can relate to that, or you've got a big team that you lead within your company or your firm.
So is it really possible to learn how to be a leader, or is it an innate attribute?
That is one of those age-old questions, and I love the way that a very renowned leadership author and speaker answer that, because often it's posed as, are leaders made or born? And his retort to that is always, well, I've never met a leader who wasn't born. So in a sense, all leaders are born, and I think many of them and most of them are made as well. I think it's really a both and thing. I do believe that there are some innate attributes or characteristics that can contribute toward effective leadership. And, you know, those are even things that are perceived in the marketplace. When we look at somebody who can stand up in front of a room and present really well, come across very confident and is very engaging, you know, mixes in with the crowd really well, you know, oftentimes those are people who are perceived as being really good leaders. What I find interesting is that sometimes those people are really good at being up front, but they don't necessarily make the best leaders. Because go back to that vision thing that I mentioned earlier, a big part of leadership is helping to take you, yourself, your team, and your organization toward that compelling future of the future. And not everybody that upfront personality can do that really well. So you don't have to be that flaming extrovert to be a good leader. You can be very quiet, reserved, and introverted and be an effective leader. So leadership really comes down to, it's a collection of attributes, character qualities, skills. And honestly, what I find, you know, as far as measuring effectiveness is concerned, it's the behaviors, it's the habits that you develop that help you to be effective as a leader.
Well, that's really interesting and really very encouraging as well.
You know, really anybody can learn. Now, maybe, you know, your leadership is going to be in a smaller environment than, you know, say a large corporation or, you know, over a large community or that kind of thing. But it really gives all of us hope that, yeah, we can be a leader on some level or another.
So if there was one more thing you would want to tell CPAs about leadership, what would it be?
I think the big thing there, Dana, is that in the CPA profession, we tend to get really focused on our technical skills. We're not alone in that. I find that to be true in other professions where there's this really big need for technical ability. Lawyers can fall into that. Engineers, IT people, find it in the medical field as well. Doctors and dentists, you know, other medical professionals that have a very strong technical base of knowledge that applies to their trade or the work that they do. And so as CPAs, we often get really focused on learning tax, audit, and accounting, you know, all the rules, the regulations, the principles that go along with that, and how to carry that out and serve our clients well with those technical things. But what gets overlooked in the process sometimes is the non-technical side. And those are things like leadership, communication, presentation skills, you know, how do you become more strategic or innovative in your thinking, you know, the things that you're going to need to grow and build your business. Even the staff development side, you know, the team building side that we're going to talk about at the annual meeting is a part of that. So my word to CPAs is to not neglect the non-technical side. Even when it comes to planning your CPE, try to weave in some of those non-technical topics. in terms of your own self-development. You know, invest in conferences, listening to podcasts. You know, the interesting thing in this era is that you don't have to go any farther than Google to find really good resources. You know, you can find videos on YouTube or the podcast. There's books and email subscriptions, you know, any of those things that you can use to build your leadership capacity and your leadership skills. And I think it's really important to do that, you know, regardless of the size and scope of your leadership. But one of the things that I really relate to is when the leader gets better, everyone gets better. So no matter what your leadership role is, even if you can just get better by degree from one day, one week to the next, it's going to make you better, it's going to make your team better, and your organization is going to get better as well.
Oh, that's a very helpful suggestion. Thanks so much. And thanks again for joining us.
Look forward to seeing you next week at the annual meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. If you would like to join us at the annual meeting, for more information, just go to dscpa.org. Thanks again, John.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the inaugural episode of CPA Matters. To share your feedback with us, email info@dscpa.org. New episodes of CPA Matters will be available soon.